That old school bell tells us it's time for session number 35 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bible and take your seats, and we'll soon begin our study. As you're doing so, you may want to turn to 2 Kings chapter 12, where we're going to be reading about how Joash rebuilt and repaired the temple that was in Jerusalem. Now, this school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across the Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our instructor is E.A. Elam, and he is teaching us by way of Sunday school lessons that he wrote for the year 1922, and the lesson we're on now was written for April 16th, 1922. If you ever wish that Sunday school teachers would teach the Bible the way they used to, well, that's what this is. I'm going to read the text back and forth. I'm going to try that, beginning doing that on this program, and so you had to give me a little patience while I get used to doing it, but I think I'm going to read the verse and then the comments instead of all the verses and then all the comments together, and maybe by going back and forth, it'll be a little easier to make that connection. So the next thing I'm going to read is from the American Standard Version, 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 4. It says, "And Jehoash said to the priest, all the money of the hallowed things that is brought into the house of Jehovah in current money, the money of the persons for whom each man is rated, and all that the money that is come into any man's heart to bring into the house of Jehovah..." Well, that's where the verse ends. Jehoash is another form of Josiah. And we read about how that there were, what they were doing is gathering the money and using it for the worship of Jehovah. But now, there were some that had decided to worship Baal. The worship of Baal was considered fashionable. And there are people today like Joash. They work well and zealously for truth and right when under good influences, but under other influences, they're zealous for error and wrong. They belong to that class of hearers in the parable of the sower who receive the word with joy, but have no root in themselves or stability of character, and they fall away under temptation. Some now do well under favorable surroundings, but fail under adverse circumstances and persecution. Joash saw the dilapidated condition of the temple of God and determined to repair it. So far as the record states, he was the first one to call attention to this much-needed work, and he called the priests and Levites together and sent them out to the cities of the Judah to collect money of all the people to repair the temple. To them he called it the house of your God, to make them feel their responsibility for the work. He did this from year to year, that is, until enough had been collected. In his zeal, he told them to hasten the matter. This money was to be gathered from three sources. 1, money of the hallowed things that is brought into the house of Jehovah. That is, things dedicated to Jehovah, including the money of everyone that passeth the numbering. That's in the marginal reading. Moses put a tax of half a shekel on every man 20 years old and over when the children of Israel were numbered as a ransom for his soul. And this was appointed for the service of the tent of the meeting in Exodus 30, 11 through 16. This was a yearly tax and was now used for the temple service. 2, the money of the persons for whom each man is rated. That is, money for vows and the redemption of the firstborn. 3, all the money that it cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of Jehovah. That is, free will offerings. This means offered to build the tabernacle. They offered to build the tabernacle with free will offerings. Moses said, "Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring the offering, and everyone whose heart stirred up in him, and everyone in whom his spirit is made, was made willing, brought it, in Exodus 35. In preparing material for the temple at Jerusalem, David gave abundantly of his means in his love for the house of God, and the princes and the captains and the people rejoiced and offered willingly in 1 Chronicles 29, 1 through 9. God's people now must give cheerfully and freely, not grudgingly or of necessity, 2 Chronicles 9 and verse 7, only the cheerful free will offerings and blessings of the giver is acceptable to God. I think that's supposed to be 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7 that Elam is quoting there. Now let's look at 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 5. Let the priest take it to them, every man from his acquaintance, and they shall repair the breaches of the house wheresoever any breach shall be found. Here's Elam's comments. Every man from his acquaintance. The priest went, each where he was acquainted, to do this work. They could accomplish more among their acquaintances than among strangers. And with this money they shall repair the breaches of the house, whithersoever any breach shall be found. The walls were cracked. The stones were crumbling. The timbers were decaying. The metal had been stripped off. And the sacred vessels had been placed in the temple of Baal. The temple had been standing over 100 years. It was failing, falling to pieces, not because of age, but because of neglect. The work was committed to the priests because they would naturally be supposed to be greatly interested in it. The sequel shows that they were not. They had become lukewarm through the idolatry of the kings and the people. They had grown corrupt and had used the money they did collect, it seemed, upon themselves. 2 Kings 12, 7 and 8. Now, 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 6. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. And so now we're going to read about the priest neglect. In the 23rd year of King Joash, who was then 30 years old, these priests had not repaired the house. We have no way of knowing just how long this was since the king first commanded them to do it, but it must have been several years, for they were to collect this money year by year until they had enough. However, being the Levites, hastened it not. 2 Chronicles 24:5, they were neglectful and dilatory, sordid and corrupt. They themselves were partially supported by this redemption money, of which mention had been made, and it has been suggested that they were slow to use what they considered due to themselves in repairing the temple for the public good. Be this true, money from other sources was not for their support, and since they were sent out to collect it for repairing the temple, it could in no sense be considered due them. During the prevalence of idolatry, the temple revenues must have fallen off considerably, and these priests had felt it. 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 7. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest, and for other priests, and said unto them, Why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore take no more money from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. Here's Elam's comments. Did these priests appropriate this money to their own use? The king called Jehoiada and the other priest and said, Why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore take no more money from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said unto him, Why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring it out to Judah and to Jerusalem, the tax of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, and of the assembly of Israel, for the tent of the testimony? 2 Chronicles 24:6. The Levites served the priest, and the king reproved the priest for not requiring this work of them. If these priests had not appropriated this money for their own use, then they had not delivered it for the purpose for which they had collected it. And it became necessary to take this work out of their hands. Jehoiada, though a righteous and good man, had not been zealous in prosecuting the work. He was the high priest and chief over this work and was expected to look after it. It has been suggested that since he was a righteous man, he had some good reasons for not pushing the work under the arrangements then existing. As we shall learn, when the plan for collecting money was changed, the people gave more liberally to the work, and it went smoothly on. Now therefore take no more money from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. These priests were stopped from collecting money, and were directed to deliver what they had collected to be used for the purpose for which they had collected it. 2 Kings 12 and verse 8. And the priest consented that they should take no more money from the people, neither repair the breaches of the house. And the priest consented that they should take no more money from the people, neither repair the breaches of the house. Here's the comments. They consented to this change of plan. That is, that collecting the money for repairing the temple and the change of the work itself should be taken out of their hands. From this agreement, it seemed that there was no real intended dishonesty and embezzlement on the part of these priests. A difference was made between the money due them and that contributed to the repairing of the temple. The money for the trespass offering and the money for the sin offering was not brought into the house of Jehovah. It was the priest. This mixture of matters did not work well, and it became necessary to change the plan and men and to make a distinction between the purpose for which the offerings were made. People like to know and should know for what purpose they contribute money, and that it is so applied. On this point, Paul says, "For we take thought for things honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men." He directed that all money contributed by churches for the poor saints should be committed to the hands of men approved by the churches, and that no suspicion of any misappropriation of funds should be placed upon him by any man. 2 Corinthians 8:18-21. See also 1 Corinthians 16:3-4. Now, there were precautions made against dishonesty. 2 Kings chapter 12 and verse 9. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of Jehovah. And the priest that kept the threshold put therein all the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. In the comments, it says, without the gate, the chest was set without the gate or door of the court of the priest, and on the right side of the altar. The altar was in front of the holy place. The chest was entirely covered, with a hole in the lid only sufficiently large to admit the money, and the lid must have been locked or securely fastened down. The money, therefore, could not be touched except by the officers who had it in charge. All the people could readily see that the priest could not tamper with it, and that it would be applied to the repairing of the house. In this way, the offering for the priest and the offering for the temple were separated, and all saw that their contributions would be used for the purpose for which it was made. When this arrangement had been made, they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring in for Jehovah the tax of Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought it in and cast it into the chest until they had made an end. They gave joyfully. The priest that kept the threshold, whose business it was, received and put money into the chest. Well, that's all we're going to have time for today. We'll continue this lesson to see how it was that Joash was able to repair the temple in Jerusalem. And now we're about to be dismissed. Make sure you come to class again and we'll finish this story. There's the old school bell. So class may now be dismissed.